Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from Midtown Atlanta on the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower overlooking majestic Buckhead, where the sky is clear and the weather warm. Summer has arrived in Atlanta. Now, before we get going on the show, I do want to just say that my heart goes out to the people in Oklahoma City who are experiencing an incredible devastation as a result of this tornado that is still wreaking havoc as we speak. Said it was 2 miles wide and on the ground for 30 minutes. I thought that was something that would be straight out of a movie about end times or something like that. I didn't have any idea that a tornado could even stay on the ground that long. What that's going to do is going to be incredible. And I think that it's going to take a lot of emphasis away from the scandals that are rocking our nation's capital every bit as much as the tornado is creating devastation in Oklahoma. With this happening, three going at one time. The first one, Benghazi, of course, is probably still the most serious. At least that's the way I consider it. I'm going to bring on my brother, Richard. Richard, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, John. Hopefully everybody say a little prayer for the people in Oklahoma. That's some pretty devastating tornadoes going through there. Pretty bad.
Well, I've lived in the Southeast most of my life, and tornadoes happen a bunch. They don't happen as much in Georgia as they do in Alabama, Mississippi, and not nearly as much there as they happen in Kansas and Oklahoma, and Iowa, and even in parts of Texas. But it's a really, really difficult thing. All right. Now, that being the case, I still want to get to the topic that I consider the most critical in this cycle, and that is, the three ongoing scandals about the Obama presidency. Before we get into them, I looked at
only three we know of, though, Jack.
Well, the three that are current right now. I mean, Fast and Furious.
What else is going on? Yeah.
Well, Fast and Furious, has gotten sidetracked because Obama said, I'm going to take executive privilege on that. So he got a mulligan.
Yeah.
He took a mulligan on that one, and it's like, okay, you get one, but you don't get two mulligans. Now, as I understand it, and I think that we want to put this together, they had a meeting, and because the inspector general was going to blow the whistle on some of the things concerning the IRS, this woman said that there were problems, so she outed what they had been doing 3 days earlier, and I think it had a lot to do with how close the Darrell Issa and those House Republicans were getting in the Benghazi scandal, because they released about 100 emails, but not one of those emails was from 9/11, 9/12, and I don't believe 9/13 either. That means that they didn't even put out anything until after they really had kind of gotten their story straight. And from what I understand, there are as many as 25,000 emails.
Yeah.
And it's very much like, well, you know, we've given all the information. It's time to move on. Well, it'll be time to move on when there's full disclosure and when we know where was President Obama, how much did he know, when did he know it, who gave the order to stand down twice, and who has been threatened at the State Department, at the White House, and in the military to keep quiet. Just by the way, if somebody threatens you to not come forward with the truth, I mean, that's cleared in a clear admission that there's something wrong. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell you to keep your mouth shut, then obviously they know something's going on.
There is another whistleblower who's coming forward on Wednesday to testify about literally being threatened by Hillary Clinton to keep his mouth shut. I think that there's going to be a slow dribble. Yeah, of these kind of people. I mean, kind of too bad, isn't it?
There is a ghost.
There is a God, yes, indeed. Well, all of this is coming to a head. I think that if I were a member of the House of Representatives, I would be pressing for those remaining thousands of documents, and I would be specific in saying I want everything from 9/11, 9/12, and 9/13. We will not be satisfied until we see every single document there is.
There should be everything leading up to Susan, whatever her name is, going on those shows.
Susan Rice, yes.
Right. We should know everything that happened from the murders to that point. There's a lot of information in there, and as of right now, I don't think we know hardly anything.
No, we don't. At this point, what difference does it make? That's what you said. Okay, let's answer a question. Number one, we have an ambassador that was sodomized and murdered. An ambassador is the equivalent of a 3-star general. That's an attack. When you attack a consulate or an embassy, you're attacking the United States of America. Number one. Number two, those two brave SEALs and the ambassador and Smith and his family and all of their families need to know what happened at Spare. Third, the American people need to know. Four, you remember when when Sarah Palin was the vice running with McCain as the vice president. What they said about her was, do you want her answering the phone at a 2:45 and there's a crisis? What would she do? What did Barack Obama do?
He let it ring.
We still don't know. We don't know. Was he in the Situation Room? We don't know. We know that when they asked about these emails and the different documents and the changing of the talking points, that the press secretary, Jay Carney, said there were just stylistic changes. Well, stylistic changes that take out Al-Qaeda, that take out terrorism, that take out Muslim extremism, those are not stylistic. What do you put them out with? I mean, you know, workplace violence? It just, there are things in this that smell so bad, and I will not quit until we know what Barack Obama did. We know what he did the next day. He flew to Las Vegas, had a nice fundraising thing, and then party with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Don't you find it interesting that when everything happened with Osama bin Laden, that there he was in the Situation Room with all of those people, making sure that the cameras were rolling, and now where
he would look presidential and like a great warrior instead
exactly.
of what he is, a wimp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what he is. And
yeah,
as far
right.
as like, we will not rest
Finally.
until we hunt down and have these people pay. Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
When Fox News started releasing all this stuff, finally, they released the photos of these three people, but they're still out there. Why haven't they been hunted down and killed? At least those three that instigated it, that were the leaders.
Well,
at least we
hunted down and we found the guy who did that video, and we put him in jail, didn't we? Oh, wait a minute, he's still there in jail.
And, you know, the guy with the video, evidently there were as many as 50 stormtroopers, SWAT team, to go in and get this little nerdy guy who was a Coptic Christian and had a parole violation. That's what they put him back on.
Well, they could have used that SWAT team in Benghazi, couldn't they?
They could have used that SWAT team in Benghazi. Yes, they could. And you know what?
Yeah.
The men that were on that SWAT team would have probably gone and been glad to do it to try and save them. Our nation is full of patriotic people, full of heroes, full of men
they
and
leave
women
no
that
man
are willing
behind.
To put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
But we don't have a leader. And, boy, they're trying to protect Hillary Clinton with all of this. Okay. In the midst of all of this, because, and this is what I believe, because those missing emails, and particularly from 9/11, 12, and 13, are so damning that they were willing to take a hit on the IRS thing to divert attention, which it did, for a while anyway.
Well.
Now, this targeting of Tea Party and patriotic groups, along with Friends of Israel, Christian groups, and conservative Hispanic groups. That's all of Barack Obama's
adversaries. Yeah.
I mean, who else could you put in that list? I mean, to go after Billy Graham and yet at the same time not only give a pass to Barack Obama's half-brother, Malik, but make it retroactive for 2 years because he was taking donations for the Barack Obama whatever foundation that he runs, telling people they were tax deductible, but he hadn't filed it in the paperwork to be a 501c3. So he was telling them they were tax deductible, and he had not been granted tax deduction status. You know what? There's a word for that. You know what it is?
Fraud.
That's, you got it. Fraud.
Yeah.
Fraud. Barack Obama's brother is guilty of fraud. Massive fraud. Numerous felonies.
Is that a felony? A felony.
Of course it's a felony.
Yeah.
He should be thrown in jail.
Absolutely.
Not only did they give him in 30 days the tax-exempt status, they made it retroactive for 2 years so that it went back to where the statute of limitations would keep him from being charged with fraud. How is that not fraud by the IRS?
CYA.
Yes. How is that legal to do that? It's certainly unethical.
Well, they don't seem to really care about legalities that much.
And not when you have the
Press.
Yeah, that's right. And not when you have, by the way, as it turns out, just in that third scandal of wiretapping, they wiretapped a producer at Fox as well as one of the show hosts, not just the reporters.
Right.
And that's just come to the surface. Here's what's going to happen. But let me just say, I'm kind of, you know, jumping around here a little bit.
Just kind of like
Barack Obama. Yeah, we do that all the time. Why would Barack Obama do this?
Putting out fire.
Why would he? Well, I think that the whole thing with Benghazi, he was in a tight race. If what he did had become known, he probably would have lost the election. So let me put it this way for, you know, for people who don't quite get some of this. What he did was the same thing Barry Bonds did. He cheated. And by cheating, he's the home run leader. And now Barry Bonds, you know, has superseded Hank Aaron. And, well, who's the biggest home run hitter of all time? Well, it's Barry Bonds. But he cheated to do it.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is president, but he cheated to do it. Period. I don't see how you can get around it. And he's such a narcissist that if you are not with him, you're against him. And he uses the IRS and the Environmental Protection Agency and wiretapping to spy on his enemies. How is this not serious? And these are what we know so far. And the things that we don't know anything about his past because his very, very, very first function as President of the United States was to sign an executive order sealing his past completely. Well, the reason he did that is he doesn't want us to know who he really is. And he's been masterful at doing that. In all of the years that I have been on this earth and an American, I have never seen anything the like of what is happening now. And the press, and they say, well, he won't take responsibility. Why won't he take responsibility? After the AP thing, after they were the ones who were spied upon, they started to turn on him a little bit. He's not the fair weather child that he once was. He's getting a little bit of scrutiny, and I believe it'll continue. But who knows? It's no longer it's no longer like the honeymoon stage of a marriage. The flaws are out there and people see them, and it's it's a significant thing. And it should be. But here's the other thing that I'm thinking. It's turning around to where, like, oh, if a narcissist will never accept responsibility for anything, it's always somebody else's fault, never theirs. We know that, don't we? We have experience with a narcissist in our own family. It's always somebody else's fault. He's never at fault. Obama's never at fault. So when Republicans want these things, the House committee wants all of these documents, they are being depicted as the evil ones, and he's the victim. In Benghazi, because they're just, why won't they just let this go? This has been, Benghazi was a long time ago. So making the victim Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They're not the victim. In the IRS stuff, well, we have to keep track of what's going on, but the head of the IRS or whoever the person was had a meeting in 2010, I believe it was, with Barack Obama, and the very next day the harassment began. Will they be able to tie that to Barack Obama? He's pretty slippery. I don't know. I'll say this. If it's the person that lied under oath to Congress already, and it's their get-out-of-jail card, they'll probably give him up. We'll see. Do I think that, that there's... Are the things significant enough to throw him out of office? Probably. Does that mean it'll happen? No. In all of
blame,
this, when you take
blame,
a look at the real
mind, though.
Well, his ability to lead is already so seriously damaged. There are millions of people that are like you and me. Would you trust anything he said or take it at face value at this point? Anything?
No.
Me either. I wonder about what happened in the Boston Marathon thing. I wonder why Michelle went. I wonder why Michelle went and visited the Saudi. At Israel, and why she didn't visit the Americans that were there. I mean, I wonder all kinds of things like that. Who knows what we'll know? I don't know what we'll know. I do know that we are going to push, because people are trying to stand up, and he has made it hard. The IRS to be used as a tool of vengeance by the administration, is there any better definition of tyranny? I think the only thing better would be putting people in jail for disliking Barack Obama. Oh, that's right. They did put that guy in jail. But, massively. The IRS can destroy people's lives. No, and good people. they harassed the donors for
Mitt Romney
so
yeah.
severely that some of them really just kind of backed off. That's patently unfair. That's the IRS should never be used as a weapon against the political opponents of the current administration, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or whoever it is.
Exactly.
If it was somebody that I really liked that was in there, I'd feel the same way about that. It's wrong. It's just wrong. And, you know, the people that are kind of smiling, ha, 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 wouldn't think it was so funny if it was on the other shoe.
Yeah.
If the shoe was on the other foot, whatever that particular thing is. Any rate, these are the things that are just gelling in my mind and are making me think that, you know, we've got a lot more ahead of us and a lot of things that are not going to go away. And this is going to be dribbling out a little at a time for a long, long, long time. Barack Obama's credibility is shot now that it's common knowledge that this video clip had nothing to do with Benghazi. And Barack Obama stood up there at the UN and told the whole world that it did.
Lied to the whole world.
Lied to the whole world. Other nations. Ambassadors. I mean, this wasn't like a Coca-Cola convention of Coke distributors throughout the world. These are the ambassadors to the United Nations of the world, and all of them know that our leader is a liar and tried to use the UN and manipulate them for his own personal political gain to win a close election. He won, but in so doing unfairly, he loses. In the same way that Barry Bonds loses. I mean, will he be in the Hall of Fame? I don't think so. Maybe, but I doubt it. Pete Rose,
his lying affected the hampering of the FBI being able to get into Libya because the Libyan president knew that he lied because he had told him that it was a terrorist attack. And he continued to lie about it after they knew that.
The other day, the Braves had a leadoff hitter on the very first pitch of the game hit a home run. And it was the only run of the game. So the entire offense of the entire game came on the first pitch. That's only happened one other time in history. And that was in 1963, and Pete Rose did it. He's still not in the Hall of Fame. He definitely has the credentials for it. But because of the character things that he did, the shameful way that he treated the game, he has been denied it. The same thing is probably going to be true of Barry Bonds and our favorite, Roger Clemens. I say that, you know, tongue-in-cheek, obviously, and several others. Barack Obama has a legion of followers, and his approval rating has not diminished yet at all, but it will, and he's going to end up being as shamed as Richard Nixon. We're out of time, and
Memorial Day next Monday, are you going to have a show?
Yes.
Next Monday. Okay.
We're gonna have a show on Monday. I'm glad that you said that. And now let me just say this. Thank you for helping me with this. This is a great mission that we're doing. And God bless you. And God bless. the United States of America, and we will see this through to the end. Good night.